Until eventually, exhausted and desperately hungry after 4 days walking, he arrives in the town of Dean, where he has his card stamped by another official, who tells the gendarmerie, who tells the shopkeepers and taverners, who tell their customers, who bolt their doors and windows against the demon now stalking their sleepy streets. By evening, an insidious fear has snuck its way in through every door and keyhole.
What are you doing, Madame Magloire?
Haven't you heard, Monseigneur? There's a convict on the loose.
This same fear even found its way into the house of Bishop Myriel, whose many acts of kindness have caused some disquiet in the town. A disquiet born not so much out of the bishop's goodness, but out of the indiscrimination of these acts. Bishop Myriel would speak as easily to a thief as to the pontiff himself. Almost uniquely, his actions were as true as his words.
A convict?
He was seen leaving the mayor's office.
And what concern is that to us?
Well, it isn't right they let such people free to wander the streets. We may be murdered in our beds.
If it is God's will.
And the way they described him, Monseigneur, fierce, an animal.
And you saw this beast yourself?
No, but
then we must trust that he is a man, and therefore blessed with an immortal soul.
Now then, what can I get you?
Hunger knifes its way to the pit of Valjean's stomach.
A meal, and somewhere to sleep tonight.
Certainly. Been in town long.
Not long. You haven't run in the country.
Obviously, if the man commits a crime, he has to be arrested.
There's no if about it. Criminals are criminals. May that...
Oi, oi, keep it down over there. I'm sorry about that. Feelings are running high, you see.
Oh, yes.
There's a criminal in town. Maybe you've seen him.
No.
Decent town, is this? Doesn't like trouble. But where does, eh?
Where? Over there,
I'd recommend the beef.
Good.
Right, take a seat. Your supper will be ready in a few minutes.
Didn't realise you were serving criminals these days, Francois.
What criminal?
This criminal. That's right, isn't it?
Don't know what you're talking about.
You're saying it wasn't you had your parole card stamped at town hall this afternoon? Well?
What's going on?
Just a little food and then I'm out of here.
I'll handle this, Pierre. You go back to where you were.
Please, monsieur, a little bread and meat, there's not too much to ask, is it?
Out! I don't want any trouble here.
Just
you'll get no food and lodging here now, out!
You heard the man!
Don't touch me!
Oh, you see that? He threatened me!
Now, someone get the police!
No, please, I only wanted a little meat. No, police, please, monsieur, no, please.
Then get out! And I don't want to see your face again!
You.
Leave us alone. I never done nothing to you.
Shut up and listen.
Just want a little bread and meat, that's all.
Tiger Bishop lives over beside church.
What'll he do to us?
His door's never closed. Good night, monsieur. Good luck.
Ah! Oh, saints preserve us.
It's all right, Madame Magloire.
It could be anybody, monseigneur.
Then it will surely be somebody. Yes, monsieur?
The name's Jean Valjean. A man just now said you could help. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Oh, this must be the man, monseigneur. The man they were talking about in town.
Are you by any chance referring to the beast?
I'll leave.
You're just in time, monsieur. Do come in. Madame Magloire, kindly set another place at table. There will be 3 to supper tonight. Allow me to introduce myself, monsieur. My name is Myriel, and I'm the bishop of this district.
Monsieur, this bishop called him. Jean Valjean, monsieur. Not dog or cur or villain, monsieur. And as the bishop sits him down before his fire, something like lightning strikes his soul. An illumination which giddies sudden tears to his eyes. Eyes quickly averted from the bishop's steady gaze.
How is the meal, my son?
Never tasted better.
And Madame Magloire is an excellent cook.
You don't live like a bishop.
And how should a bishop live?
With riches. Like them pictures of the Pope and all his palaces.
Our life is simpler without riches.
Oh, no. Here we are.